Joining us now, he is the Executive Vice President of Community Bank and the Region Bank President for Wells Fargo, and he gave the trophy to Jason Day for the Wells Fargo Championship. It's Kendall Alley joining us. Kendall, welcome into the golf shop.
Well, thank you, guys. Glad to be here.
So, you know what? Right off the rip here, you couldn't have asked for any better weather to give the golf course any better conditions for this Wells Fargo Championship. It's the first time I can remember in a while that we didn't have any rain to deal with whatsoever.
We discussed it as a team. We think over the 16 years, we've never had a tournament until this year that didn't have some sort of weather incident, so to speak, whether, you know, impacting play or difficult conditions. But we had a beautiful sunny week. It was an incredible week, and you know, conditions were good, windy a little bit, you know, for this time of year, but that actually, you know, helped the golf course play a little tougher. And as we saw on Saturday, when the winds went down, the guys shot some pretty incredible numbers. And then, of course, yesterday had a phenomenal end with Jason Day being the champion.
Yeah, it's always interesting from the field perspective. I mean, we always get such a great field here at the Wells Fargo Championship out at Quail Hollow. Great tournament, great golf course. And it always does seem, for the most part, that the cream does rise to the top. And you get big time winners, you know, Tiger Woods, Vijay Singh, Ricky Fowler, these, and Rory McIlroy. I mean, we always seem to get the top names, don't we?
Well, I think a couple of things happen. Number one, the golf course itself speaks for itself, being a host of a major championship. It's what we call a big ballpark, is the best way to put it. It's, you know, it takes a really major league game to be able to play at Quail Hollow and be a successful champion. And the guys that you just named, and Jason Day, obviously adding to that list, are all major champions that have games that travel and play in some of the best places. And we think the transitions that have taken place over the last couple of years have made the golf course even more exciting. And so you look at our field this year at the Wells Fargo Championship compared to a lot of the other tour events, and really with the exceptions of the majors and maybe the, you know, the FedEx Cup and the World Golf Championships, it's the best assembled field of the year. And I think Quail Hollow, being the kind of place that it is, the experience that we try to give not only the players but their families and all the patrons that participate, you know, it's got a wonderful feel and a good excitement. And I think, you know, if you watched the broadcast yesterday, you know, the guys talking about the kind of location and the kind of the way the golf course plays and the challenges of the way it plays and the difficulty brings the best guys in because they want to test their game in really, you know, major league conditions like that.
Yeah, I mean, Kendall, obviously huge primetime event for everybody. The golf community loves it. Charlotte loves it. The charities that you are affiliated with love it. And now we're sitting here with a negotiation on the sponsorship agreement, which goes through 2019. The President's Cup comes in 2021. I mean, where is the state of that negotiation? I mean, I would love to ask Johnny if they would be willing to host both the Wells Fargo and the President's Cup in 2021. I wouldn't want to ask the membership out there if they were into it, but I'd love to ask Johnny.
Well, we could take the golf course for an entire year. You know, 21, we play in May. 21, they play the President's Cup. 22, we'll just take it over for the entire year. The conversations are that Wells Fargo loves golf, and we think that the exposures like what you saw yesterday, the engagement of what happens, our ability to entertain clients, our ability to impact communities, we think that, you know, Quail Hollow is one of the best places in America to play golf and to do a lot of what we would like to do from that entertainment standpoint. And so we really are excited about, you know, the opportunity of what 2019 looks like. And as discussions are ongoing about what it could look like, you know, there are variable components to, you know, the decision. And you mentioned one, the 21 President's Cup. Wonderful for Charlotte to have that excellent event, you know, just like the PGA Championship. You know, we haven't determined yet what that would mean in a renewal as to whether we would need to leave in a 21 or 22. Could we do what you just said, play both times in 21 and at, you know, Quail Hollow Club, which would be wonderful and easy for the folks of Charlotte and would bring the best players into the market the exact same way that the PGA Championship and the Wells Fargo Championship did this year. And so a lot of moving parts and variables in that conversation. And you know, now that this year is over, and as many of you know, we have a new management team, ProLink Sports, that came in, did a wonderful job for us this year. And, you know, we get this one out of our, you know, kind of take a deep breath, get all the information from it, and make a decision as to what's the best way to go forward.
Yeah, and I think, you know, all the conversation after last year's PGA Championship was that Quail Hollow was going to get another PGA Championship sooner as opposed to later. So obviously that throws a wrench in any kind of negotiation and any kind of deal that goes forward as well, doesn't it?
Well, always, you know, good for Quahala. Don't ever hear anything other than that, and that's the way that we all believe that it. When they are have the opportunity to host a PGA Championship, which is equivalent to a Super Bowl, and the opportunity that you do things, you know, we want to encourage that for our community and for the, you know, the country, everyone here to see the beauty of that take place. And over time, those things will happen because it is a great ballpark. You know, it's a wonderful place. It's a great golf course. It does tremendous opportunities. And so we're going to see that ongoing. And I think Quahala will have a long history of hosting major championships and other major golf events. What we also know and is that Quahala enjoys annual golf as well. And, you know, if you listen to Johnny talk about the message that his father built that club around was to bring the best players in the world to Charlotte to showcase their skills, we want to help in that opportunity as well.
Well, we're excited to talk to Kendall Alley. And before we let you go, Kendall, I'm curious about the impact on the community. We, you know, we're on across the Carolinas, Southern Virginia. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how this tournament, beyond the fun, affects the community and impacts people of need in the region.
One of the reasons that Wells Fargo enjoys this is our ability to give back to communities, and we've been established as a company doing that for a very long time, and we're reestablishing that position as we speak. And each year we have an opportunity through the golf tournament to impact local charities. So far it's been Teach for America, it's been the First Tee, Levine's Children's Hospital in Charlotte, and we anticipate that going. We're over $20 million in the 16 years that we've had the tournament. We had a very successful tournament this year, so once we get through with, you know, running all the numbers and opportunities, we anticipate having another great year in being able to provide funds to help the charities that do so much for those in our communities to make our community stronger. And we're excited about that. It's a belief we have at Wells Fargo. It's a belief that carries over into the Wells Fargo Championship.
Yeah, and it's always great support, and we love seeing that in the golf community and all the volunteers as well. I mean, I used to be a volunteer out there, and it's just amazing to see how many people are out there volunteering their time and how it all comes together, isn't it?
2,300 that participate and take care and come and be part of the process to help us do it. Many of them are Wells Fargo team members who enjoy being out there and feel proud in what Wells Fargo is doing at Quahala with the golf tournament. And the you can't operate it without volunteers. I mean, it's so important to be able to put that together. They're very excited. We have great leadership around our volunteers and just really are excited about the opportunity to get people engaged and active. And when, you know, a beautiful thing that happened was when the PGA Championship came, our volunteers were excited about being part of that as well. And so, you know, they've gotten a lot of opportunity to be around golfers, and they do a tremendous job. We couldn't be prouder.
Well, Kendall, we really appreciate you taking some time with us, and it was a great event, and we always look forward to the Wells Fargo Championship here in Charlotte and everybody out throughout the Carolinas. And obviously, we look forward to a new agreement getting signed and extending that agreement for many years to come.
That'd be great.